am here in studio with some folks. We've got Bill Bolter from Pembroke. He's the superintendent of the Pembroke Herring Fisheries. And we have Teresa Harling here with us, and she is a commissioner with the fisheries as well. Thanks so much for both of you joining me today on this nice, wet, soggy day out there. Now, Bill, you've been a regular guest on here talking about all the work that you have done with the fisheries and cleaning up the old herring runs, and it's been amazing over the years to talk with you about how few fish were there when they really started counting them a number of years ago, the cleanup that's been done, and the way that whole flow of fish has continued. Now, you're going to be celebrating this festival on Saturday, April 23rd. First, tell our listeners a little bit about what you folks have dealt with over the years to clean up where the herring come from.
Yeah, first of all, it's not just me. I mean, the whole committee is really hard workers. Some of the past committee members did a lot for the herring run and the fisheries to open these streams up and let the fish in. And just recently, this past year, we worked really, really hard because of all the trees that were down. And so we had several crews going out there as much as we possibly could to clean it up. So we've been through the whole thing, and this year we found a big beaver dam right in the middle of the stream.
I know where the food is.
Out in the Great Cedar Swamp, about a mile and a half out, so it's not an easy place to get to. So we're in the process of trying to get permits to open that up and remove that particular dam.
But just for numbers-wise, I remember years ago you'd hear about just hardly any herring being able to get through, and then, you know, the past couple of years you're hearing about thousands of herring getting through to come back to their pond to spawn from the ocean. What kind of numbers do you remember?
Well, a couple of years ago we had almost 500,000 fish, and when we first started there was probably around 20 or 30,000 a year. So we brought Pembroke. There's 57 communities, from what I understand, that have fisheries in their towns. And Pembroke is up in the top 10 and probably closer to the top 5 right now all the work we've done.
That's fantastic. And I know that, Teresa Harling, you're here too. You're a commissioner. You've gotten involved with this in the past 5 years or so. This seems like not only something that's historical and community-wise, but it seems like you're having fun doing it, being part of a long-standing tradition.
I am, yeah. It's hard work for sure. And we're trying to keep everybody involved, try and get the community involved in it too. We have volunteers coming out almost every weekend when we can, when we're allowed to by the Division of Marine Fisheries, whenever they allow us to. We have a good crew at the moment. We have, for the most part, 8 to 12 that get out at the weekends, and then if we can do stuff during the week. I love it. It's hard work for sure, but we're enjoying it.
That's terrific. Now, you are having your festival again. This is Saturday, April 23rd, and that's going to be down at Lucky Dog on Mattakeesett Street, and the rain date is Sunday. Bill, what are some of the things that people can look forward to at that festival? I know you've had also involvement with some local Native Americans that love to be part of this.
Yes. A couple of the Wampanoag Indians are coming up from Mashpee. And they will assist us in, you know, making that a good day. So they have a lot of things that they bring to show us what the American Indians from this area actually did and all that. So, and the guy that's going to answer all the questions, Marcus, he's really good at all of this stuff. He knows all about the tribes and all that other stuff. So if anybody has any questions or whatever, he's the guy to talk to. And his mother will be coming along. And so we're hoping to have a variety of different types of fish that we're going to cook. So the Division of Marine Fisheries has given us a permit for 75 fish. So we've got some young kids from the elementary schools that are going to come and catch them for us a couple of days prior. And so it should be a good day. I mean, a lot of people don't like herring, but everything out there eats herring. From I mean, it's so wonderful to see the ospreys are back.
Well, you're talking about a count of a half a million of these a couple of years ago. I mean, that's fantastic. In fact, historically, I was looking here, and you confirmed that Furnace Pond was once known as Herring Pond, and the Native Americans' word for this for the area translated to place of much fish. So it looks like it's come back after all the, I guess, in sort of industrialization when the Europeans came to bring back the fish to come back to spawn. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment when you talk about hundreds of thousands of herring coming back.
Yeah, and the place we're having it is kind of unique because it's called Sachem's Point, which that's where the Indian chiefs lived. Mm-hmm. At that particular point where the Lucky Dog restaurant is. So it's kind of neat to have it there.
And tell me about some of the activities. You usually have some boat rides there right on the water.
Yep, we're going to have some pontoon boat rides, for people that want to go out. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that we're asking for is donations to help us pay for a lot of the stuff that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So.
And what would an event in Pembroke be without a game of cornhole? I'm assuming that's
yes,
happening.
Yep, there's plenty of cornhole things down there, so, they can do that. And we'll probably have some other games also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they can probably pick up something like a baked good stand, something like that. They can pick up some items.
Hopefully like we'll have some other stuff there available for the public too.
Now, what time? This goes from what, 1 to 5 on Saturday, April 23rd.
Yes.
Okay, and typically, the Native American people, as you remember, also brought some great crafts and jewelry and things like that, which
yes.
is really nice to see, and maybe some things for purchase.
Yep, they actually have a website that you can go on.
Okay.
And they have all kinds of jewelry and stuff on there that they make.
That's terrific. And do you folks have a website or a Facebook page, Teresa, that people can go to?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook. You can find us. It's 2021 Pembroke Herring Fisheries. You can also go on the Town of Pembroke website if you want any information. You can find some of our historical stuff. We can do, if anyone wants to volunteer, there's a QR code that you can use your camera on your phone. It's on the pembrokemass.gov site, and you can get all the information about the herring fisheries on the site, on the Pembroke site.
That's interesting. And Bill, anything else you want to add for our listeners about coming out on the 23rd?
No, it just, I think it's going to be a good day. I think people, will enjoy it. I know that they have fish fry on May 1st that the Historic Society puts on, but we actually fry the fish, and we're getting it right out of the brooks and streams that come up in Pembroke. It's a long way for them to go from all the way from the ocean, all the way up through all the swamps and everything else to get to Furnace Pond and Oldham Pond, because that's where they spawn.
That's
up
right.
There.
Who doesn't want to come to Pembroke?
Right.
That's terrific. Again, that's Saturday, April 23rd. It's at the Lucky Dog. That's on Mattakeesett Street in Pembroke from 1 to 5. Rain date is Sunday. We're going to put this interview up online and people can listen, and we'll remind people as we get a little closer too. Always a fun afternoon. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Again, that's Bill Bolter. He's a superintendent of the Pembroke Herring Fisheries, and Teresa Harling. She is a commissioner with the Pembroke Herring Fisheries.